The Boko Haram continues its reign of terror in Nigeria. The gospel advances amid chaos in the Central African Republic. And there's a story today for all of the numbers people out there. It's coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nigeria's President Goodluck Jonathan wants to use dialogue to heal his broken country. The Boko Haram has been doing everything it can to bring the nation under the House of Islam. Politics and power are at the root of the insurgency. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nuttleton says there's a presidential election next year.
As Boko Haram can create chaos and make Goodluck Jonathan and his government appear powerless, they affect the political process. They affect what the voters do and what the voters think.
Gospel work is affected naturally. Fear changes how the churches function. However,
the work is continuing. The gospel is going forward. But the churches in northern Nigeria have a different security posture.
Voice of the Martyrs is asking you to come alongside believers in Nigeria.
I think one of the first things to pray for is just a sense of encouragement and a sense of passionately following the Lord, even though there is risk, even though it is dangerous.
How to heal a broken land. Share your thoughts with us at our Facebook page. Next, rebel violence is rising in the Central African Republic. Nearly 400,000 people are now internally displaced. ICDI's Jim Hocking works in the CAR with Living Water International and HCJB Global.
What we're seeing on the ground is really pretty much the collapse of the government.
That leaves people on their own against armed and dangerous militia.
People are leaving their homes, even in the capital city. I was there 2 weeks ago. It's kind of a catch-22 in a sense, because although they're scared for their lives, on the other hand, they still have to live. They still have to provide for their family.
Keep praying for the Central African Republic.
Your prayers are what are going to make the difference in that country. There isn't anything else that can really solve it.
This is Mission Network News. Censorship is something frowned upon in the free world, but it's a regular part of life in Azerbaijan. According to Open Doors USA, the State Committee regulates all books and other media, including Bibles and Christian resources. The State Committee also sets the limit of each approved title. Well, despite the restrictions, people are turning to Christ, and that means more Bibles are needed. You can pray for the persecuted church. Get a free Open Doors prayer kit. Follow the link at our website. Meanwhile, Merry Christmas! I know it's a bit early for those words, but not according to ION Network's Rody Rodehaver.
We work with thousands of children in our sponsorship program. Here's the situation. The children who come to school get a warm meal. When Christmas break comes, those children aren't coming to school, and so they're not having access to that meal.
But there's a solution. ION Network food baskets feed sponsored kids and their entire families. It's a gospel opportunity, too.
Some will put a little Christmas message in there with the story of the gospel. Some will spend time sharing the gospel when they're with these families.
$50 feeds a family. We'll connect you at our website. And if you're a numbers person, this next story's for you. Did you know that there are 1,002 languages in the Americas? Well, according to Wycliffe Bible Translators, only 52 of them have a complete Bible, while 315 have a New Testament. 175 only have scripture portions so far. Still with us? Well, what it boils down to is more people to help. Pray with us that God would continue to provide the workers to translate the Bible into these languages. There's more, and we'll link you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, or would like to support this radio ministry, just call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Or sign up to get our daily e-news blasts. It's free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, fill out your email at the bottom, and voila, you're all signed up. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.